few weeks ago, the Integrated Solid Waste Program introduced new solar panel trash cans to the CSU campus. I contacted Sheila Bakken, the Integrated Solid Waste Program Manager, for further insight into how the idea came to be and how these trash cans are improving campus. The idea to introduce these solar paneled bins to campus was inspired by their success at Georgia State University. Sheila explains that their door-like lid helps the material stay inside the bins, which keeps campus cleaner. The trash and recycling bins also have an electronic mechanism that will compact the material inside, allowing the bins to be emptied less frequently. When the bins are full, an email is sent to Sheila's department, and the amount of material in the bins can be seen online. The solar panels on top of the bins help provide energy to run the crushing and email mechanism. Sheila explains that these trash cans are worth the investment as they have made her department more efficient. So far, these bins require emptying around once a week, contrary to the 3 times a week required without the compacting mechanism. Also, the ground section of Sheila's department has benefited since less material is flying out of these trash cans and recycling bins. Since recycling can be complicated, Sheila shared some tips to simplify the concept. She explained that only recycling materials you know are accepted can prevent incorrect recycling. It is better to not recycle an item than to incorrectly recycle it. Some items to avoid recycling are styrofoam, as it is financially demanding for recycling centers, and plastic bags. She also mentioned that plastics numbered 3, 6, or 7, like Red Solo cups, are not currently accepted in recycling bins. While the trash and recycling bins on campus have been upgraded by this project, composting seems to have been left out. However, an ongoing project Sheila mentioned brought composting into the discussion. In the near future, there will be a bin in the CSU bathrooms specifically for paper towels, which can be composted. There will then be a separate bin for regular trash. Sheila also mentioned plans to expand composting services to our Foothill and South campuses within the next few years. All in all, the new bins on campus are making the Integrated Solid Waste Program more effective, allowing them to focus on future projects like expanding our composting services. Thank you, Sheila Bakken, for the interview, and thank you for listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. I'm Mia Sawaya.